Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong.
I can change a diaper with one hand.
That's the fact, Jack.
And Joe Getty.
Joey, baby.
I love you, tiny people.
Armstrong and Getty.
But I know this.
The Loco.
So it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Ah! And now, he... Armstrong and Getty.
This is partly a public service announcement, partly news, I guess. A word has to get around because I've heard so many heartbreaking stories about some high school kid who likes to get a little buzz on and buys a Percocet pill off the internet or something like that and dies of a fentanyl overdose. And it's not an overdose, it's a poisoning, because that kid never intended to come within a million miles of any fentanyl. So Alexis McAdams did a nice report on a special report with Brett Baer last night. We'll just play you a couple of clips. Start with 80, please, Michael.
These may look like prescription pills, but they're not.
These are all illegitimate Xanax tablets, and they look excellent.
Scientists at the Texas Department of Public Safety tell me each one is laced with one of the deadliest drugs in America, fentanyl.
It acts in your body a lot like heroin and hydrocodone and oxycodone, which is why you traditionally see it in these types of tablets.
But the key is that you're not looking for it. It's everywhere. Clip 81.
DPS forensic scientist Jennifer Hatch says nearly every street drug she analyzes is laced with the synthetic opioid, and most Americans have no idea what they're really taking. Even scientists have to use high-tech instruments like this to find out what's inside.
Most of the time you see it in pill form at the lab here in Houston, but it also comes in a pressed brick form. How lethal is this?
If you consider a lethal dose to be 2 milligrams, it could potentially produce up to 500,000 lethal doses.
And that could kill hundreds of thousands of people.
So here's something I don't know. I don't know much about drugs. You want to ask me about the difference between a wine hangover, a whiskey hangover, and a beer hangover? I got lots of information for you.
Wow.
But I don't know much about drugs. So when a person takes one of these pills, how are they hoping to feel? And then how do they end up feeling because there's fentanyl in it?
Well, how they
assuming you don't die,
feel.
I mean.
Well, right, clearly. How you expect to feel depends on what drug you're taking. Generally, just feeling a little loopy and relaxed in 9 cases out of 10, I would guess. And you feel more wasted and high than you expected to if fentanyl's in there because it's a powerful drug.
And then almost immediately want more of it because it's so addictive? in the way you wouldn't have with the drug if it was more pure?
Right. Again, depending on the drug. But, yeah, it's highly addictive. So, yeah, you'd start to get the shakes and you know, feel terrible and really, really want some more.
Pretty early on in your usage, from what I understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't take long to develop a habit.
One more clip, and then I want to get to what I think is an even bigger point. 82, Michael.
DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the Mexican cartels hide it in everything from tires to water pumps.
They want people to be addicted to this drug because it's supply and demand.
It's so bad right now. Do you think it's going to continue to get worse?
It's not slowing down.
So here's the situation from 30,000 feet, as they say. You have, to a large extent, the Chinese, along with the Mexican cartels, manufacturing this stuff to import into the United States. The Chinese want to poison our young people. They want to poison America. They want to screw our society. They want to ruin us and weaken us any way they can. They're now increasingly open about that. Fentanyl is a weapon wielded by the Chinese to hurt and kill Americans.
Yeah, I've been saying and believing that for a long time.
And we need to recognize that that's what it is. It's, I mean, certainly there's the pull factor of people wanting to do drugs. That's always been and always will be. But in this case, it's not people taking the drug they want to take or think they're taking. They're being duped and cheated and killed and addicted by a combination of the Chinese communists and the Mexican drug cartels. And we need to be sanctioning and threatening and walling off borders. And not only are we not doing that, two guys who were arrested in Tulare County in California, in the kind of the south central part of the state, they were arrested with nearly 150,000 fentanyl pills in their possession a few days ago. And these two guys were released on their own recognizance over the weekend. The Tulare County DA was outraged. The cops are outraged. And nobody can figure out why the hell they turned these guys loose.
I feel like we need more recognition of that. I think the whole fentanyl and China problem would be attacked in different ways if more people were aware of this, that China's trying to kill off our population by getting fentanyl into the country. I think we approach drugs differently. I think our attitude toward China might be the last holdouts that haven't caught on to the fact that China's an enemy of the United States might come around.
China is asshole!
That's a good point, sir. And also the fact that we have junkie camps all over the place where people are getting high and addicted to this, and we're pretending it's because apartment costs are too high. We have an enormous junkie problem in the U.S. One more note, by the way, from the coppers in Tulare County, California. The sheriff said of the judge who released them, this assessment was done behind the scenes, basically without ever contacting me as the sheriff or even asking me what I believe the risk to our public safety would be. I do not believe that we had 150,000 fentanyl pills, one of the most dangerous epidemics that's facing our nation today, with people in custody, that we may potentially be able to impact the future of this type of drug trafficking organization and or cartels in California, in my country, and we let them go. His point being, you got the lower level guys of a cartel killing thousands, tens of thousands of Americans. You use those guys, you question them, you get leverage. They're gone on the wind. They've got to be. If they're not, they're fools, because they're terrified the cartel will kill them if they talk.
Is this going too far the other direction in the war on drugs? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, what do you mean? The permissiveness now, you mean? Or?
Well, just we're so serious about the crack epidemic. Is the fact that we're not as serious about the fentanyl epidemic just that? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely true. Yeah, it's a backlash post Ferguson and George Floyd and
right.
So the sheriff, who is beside himself, Mike Boudreau, that these two guys with 150,000 fentanyl pills that could kill thousands of people were just let go by California's twisted justice system. He continued, California's system of justice is failing us all. Law enforcement up and down the state of California is frustrated. We want to hold people to their justice, hold them accountable for the crimes they commit. But Proposition 47 and 57, through Gavin Newsom and the legislators in California who are really soft on crime, allowing people like this to be released from our facilities, we have no control over that. And for law enforcement leaders in California, it's incredibly frustrating when we are responsible for public safety.
So you got that angle of it, which is very, very troubling. From the Chinese angle, once again, do you agree or disagree that at the highest levels of the Communist Party, they are involved in this and know exactly what they're doing because they believe that their culture and system is better than ours, and they're going to exploit our culture and system by getting these drugs in here and killing off a decadent society.
I am 100% certain that your premise is correct. 100%. I mean, if you were to take into account, and the New York Times had a really interesting kind of multimedia piece on this the other day, the astonishing sophistication of China's surveillance state, where they can figure out where everybody is all the time. They have their eyes and spies and technical systems and computer networks and chip identifiers and the rest of it. The idea that they could be cranking out, producing and transporting tons and tons of fentanyl out of the country to the United States and taking in the money for that and the rest of it without the Communist Party being aware of it is absurd. They're doing huge business with the Mexican cartels. They're doing it on purpose, and they're doing it to screw us.
Armstrong and Getty. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Chewing in and I suffered depression.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I was just reading about some other singer who started lecturing the audience about abortion, and a bunch of people started walking out, and she started yelling at them and then tweeting about it. And the rest.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's something.
Judy and I are going to go see a couple of concerts over the summertime. We got tickets to a few already, and I tell you what, I'm dreading the one in particular. I know how woke they are, and I just know it's coming. In fact, I just got a notice or something, or the website said they're donating. The tickets have all gone up by a dollar if you want to buy them, because they're donating a dollar from every ticket to some abortion rights organization. So, oh Lord, what am I gonna do when, you know, 10 songs in they start lecturing me? Just roll my eyes, or I don't know. I really don't know.
You just stand there, I guess, and I don't want it. I don't want them to talk about stuff I agree with either. I just don't want to hear about it.
Can we all come together and enjoy music and forget our problems for a while without you freaking lecturing me?
No.
Because you're a good songwriter, you get to lecture me about politics.
And we're in the spicy times. It's just nothing is normal anymore.
True enough, including they're jamming pig organs into people. The FDA is devising plans to allow clinical trials testing the transplantation of pig organs into humans. The agency follows through the trials.
Whether you want one or not, that's controversial.
Well, no. You're volunteering for this.
Oh, okay.
But
you made it sound like it was like a government thing. They're just going to go around jamming pig organs into people.
Yeah, perhaps I misphrased that. Let's see. Could be a key step in an effort to ease the deadly shortage of human donor organs.
Yeah, this is amazing. If this ends up working the way they want it to, the whole, you know, you're on a list for a new liver or heart or whatever, and you die because you didn't get one in time, we'll just be over. There'll be plenty of it. Go ahead, abuse the hell out of it. Drink this weekend like you've never drank before. Get
Don't
a new liver
that.
On Tuesday.
That's not
good. Go out to the barnyard Tuesday morning, pick yourself out a fresh new liver.
Pretty soon you're going to have musicians marching for pig rights, though, or the pigs themselves.
Start preparing for Labor Day weekend.
You think pork's expensive now? Wait till they're giving out hearts from the hogs. Anyway, you're absolutely right, because there is, to turn this serious for a moment, there is a terrible, terrible shortage of human organs, and people whose lives would be saved are dead and never get to hug their loved ones again or draw another breath or laugh at another joke just because of a shortage of transplant organs. And if somehow we could figure out how to have the humble hog donate its organs to us, and they're very generous beasts, I'm sure they don't mind, in a way that isn't immediately rejected or you know, doesn't kill the patient anyway.
They're very generous beasts. I'm sure they don't mind. As far as I see it, heart disease and liver disease are no longer a thing. Drink and smoke this weekend and get new ones when you need them.
Get the combo pack, the heart-lung-liver transplant?
Yes, exactly.
The hard-living combo pack. You may recall that doctors at the University of Maryland in January transplanted a genetically modified pig heart into a gent by the name of David Bennett, critically ill 57-year-old handyman from Maryland. It extended his life by a couple of months. And he, as I recall, was glad to have helped medical science along, and I'll bet he was glad to just have a couple more months.
He was a scumbag murderer, if I remember correctly, and the family of the victim was horrified that he got an organ.
Oh,
isn't that the story?
Right.
Yeah.
Was that the same guy?
I hope so. Well, I didn't say the name because I'm not sure it's the same guy. I'll look that up.
Okay, because, okay, well, and honestly, that's irrelevant, and you shouldn't have brought it up, and you're a bad person for bringing it up.
But don't want to lionize this guy if he just happened to be on the list and they did an experiment on him.
Well, that's actually a good point. A critically ill 57-year-old handyman from Hagerstown, Maryland, characterizes the Washington Post.
Okay.
Murdering scumbags.
I don't know if it's the same guy. Let me look that up. You know, don't dox me or him or something. I don't know what I'm hoping.
Yeah, nobody dox anybody, for God's sake. And finally, is it finally? Finally. A bill is going to make California a sanctuary state for gender affirming care for young people. So confused youngsters all across the country are going to be brought to California to have, experimental drugs stuck into them when they just changed their minds about their gender confusion in a year anyway, in a lot of cases, or they'll be surgically altered as California continues to lead, America into, I don't know, something, the brave new world. Finally, this, on a lighter note, a Dunkin' Donuts. Well, it's just Dunkin' these days, right? No donuts?
I didn't know that.
I mean, you can get donuts there, but the donuts isn't in the name anymore.
I didn't know that. Why?
Because they mostly want to be a coffee shop.
Oh, because
they compete with Starbucks.
You know what? I didn't know that. I missed that story somehow. And that makes sense. Starbucks is one of the most successful businesses in America. Why compete on the donut platform in that arena if you can compete in the coffee world, which most people consider Dunkin' Donuts very great coffee?
A platform of donuts. Anyway.
Yeah, I have Dunkin' Donuts coffee every day. Those are my Keurig cups.
Right. Great. Or you could call Starbucks sandwiches, if you want, or Starbucks scones, because they sell just an amazing amount of that stuff. But no, it's just Starbucks, so Dunkin' just wants to be Dunkin'. Anyway, a Dunkin' location, Cranston, Rhode Island, wanted to celebrate its 30th anniversary, and I will quote from their tweet, free coffee for white Cranston, Rhode Island residents, said the restaurant. Well, speaking for white people who like coffee, I appreciate the gesture very much. Dunkin' spokesperson Kelsey Chester told the local TV affiliate that the seemingly racist offer was unfortunate and an embarrassing mistake.
What did they meant to say?
Well, she said a Facebook post for one of their sister stores who is doing a similar promotion from White Plains, New York.
Oh.
Their person copied and pasted it and edited it, but was in a hurry and edited out Plains, New York, but left in white.
So it said what?
So it said, we're happy to offer free coffee for white Cranston, Rhode Island residents.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Now, of course, because this is a local news story and they're just dopes and trying to entertain other dopes. Uh-oh, here comes another sneeze.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Yeah, with a twist of monkeypox.
Oh, now everybody's got it. Oh, my gosh. Gotta be allergies. Anyway.
Gotta be allergies. Wow, a denier.
What?
Probably anti-vax.
No, probably. So, I love this because it's local news and they do things like this. They sought out a black woman, an irregular at the store for her
comment. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
The story can't end at, yeah, we were copying and pasting and left a couple of words out. Oh, that's funny. No, they've got to talk to a black customer to see how she feels about the slight.
This country can't endure this stupid. Anyway.
Yeah, what's the other t-shirt I got, Hanson? I got in the mail yesterday. What's it say?
Never-ending parade of stupid, yes, perhaps?
The never-ending parade of stupid. That's fantastic.
Yep, that's what we chronicle here. Anyway, Shelley Ramsey, a black woman and regular at the store, was shocked to find out about the post, but she believes it was an accident. It's too racially diverse in there. It's just, that's not how things roll.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
If I were her, just to be a troll, I would have said, I no longer feel safe here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Trust in government near all-time low, according to the Pew Research Center.
Really? Why?
The question that we often have with these is, who are you who are on the other side of this issue, but... In the most recent survey, only 20% of Americans agree with the statement that they trust the government in Washington to do the right thing just about always or most of the time.
Wow.
Who are you 20%? What are you seeing that I'm not?
If you're older than 8 years old, you really need to sit down. We need to talk.
I wonder if that number, since it holds, you know, this is low, but in that range, if it's just the hardcore of the party that's currently in power wants to answer the question, no, I trust the government because I voted for Joe Biden and he's president. And you got about, you know, 20 to 30% of those. And if Bush was president, you'd have the same thing. I wonder if that's it, because the rest of us who aren't as tied ideologically to whoever is in the White House or whoever's in charge of government, how the hell do you feel that way in the modern era?
You know, I'm not buying your theory, but I don't have an alternative. I'm taking off my talk show host hat and putting on my just guy who lives in a community hat. I don't know anybody who would say that. Not a soul.
Right. Anyway, so 20% of Americans agree with the statement that they trust the government in Washington to do the right thing just about always or most of the time. Only 6% of Americans agree that they trust the federal government to be careful with the taxpayer money. 6%.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So that's among big spending, you know, liberals who like big, who like government and paying taxes. There's a big chunk of people in there that still don't think the government's doing a good job with your money. 6% of people. Well, that's great. And again, who are you 6%? And are you, did you hit your head or what happened?
They're standing on a street corner near you eating their boogers in public right now. I mean, anybody who thinks that is just utterly divorced from reality.
A mule kicked them. So you give them a pass.
Okay.
A mule kicked them right in the temple, and they don't think right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So 6% of Americans believe the government is careful with taxpayer money.
Please don't vote. I'm begging you.
8% believe the government is being responsive to the needs of ordinary Americans. 8%!
Yes. Yeah. You 8% and that 6%, and I'm guessing there's a bit of an overlap. I tell you what, I will send you one Bitcoin if you promise not to vote. Now, Jack, it's going to be a quarter that I write Bitcoin on with a Sharpie. But I will send you one Bitcoin, which is worth $50,000. I haven't checked Bitcoin lately. If you promise me you will never vote again.
Now, let's stop focusing on those who are on the wrong end of a mule kick and focus on the other 90-some percent who have the correct answer that the government is not responsive to the needs of the ordinary Americans. That would include a whole bunch of Democrats being polled at a time when they control the White House, Congress, and the Senate. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Isn't that interesting? No matter people think, apparently, the government is not responding to ordinary citizens.
Well, if the Republicans were to, say, take the White House and the Senate and the Congress and the Supreme Court, the Library of Congress, my local dog catcher's office, and I don't know, Little League of America, I would still have a burning distrust of the government.
Sure.
It's not one team or another. You know, I haven't said this for a long time. Maybe I will, just for old time's sake. The great animating contest of our times, folks, is not R versus D. It's P versus G. It's the people of America versus the gigantic for-profit government industry. Who will be the master?
So the 20% of Americans that believe Washington will do the right thing is not the lowest number we've ever had. The lowest number is 15%, and that occurred in 2010, when the popular Barack Obama was president. I don't know. I don't know if that's because we're coming out of the financial crisis or...
Yeah, first term, Obamacare, et cetera.
I don't know what's going on there.
Huh. That is odd.
About 70% of Americans do...
Had somebody just touched an intern or something? I wonder.
Here's some good words or good news. Okay. Good views. About 70% of Americans approve that the U.S. government's handling of keeping the country safe from terrorism and responding to natural disasters is good. Yes, I do believe that we handle hurricanes well, and since 9/11, we've done a pretty good job on that. So,
for me, yeah, it's jihadis and mudslides that I spend a lot of time worrying about. The government's doing a really good job.
Yep. Radical Muslims and earthquakes, that's my issue. Along party lines, respondents from both parties agree with the sentiment that the government does not do enough to address issues of concern for many populations, including retirees, rural residents, suburbanites, and middle-income people. And the only group that Americans sees as the government serving too much is those with high incomes. All right. Republicans Democrats.
There's at least a little truth to that. Although,
sure, of course.
Everybody looks at, like, as I've said before, the guy who, you know, your local, I don't know, urologist, or the guy who owns two McDonald's franchises, or, you know, a guy whose store did well and now he's got, like, a house and a cabin. They think that's the rich. They are being served by government. No, friends. The Wall Street crowd, the hedge fund guys, the top tenth of 1%, they run the government.
Yeah, those.
It's
other...
not your local guy who got a BMW.
No, that guy is paying really high taxes and has no influence whatsoever.
Correct.
Republicans and Democrats also agree by more than 50% that the government does too little to address the concerns of people like you. So more than half of Democrats and Republicans, whatever people like you means.
They could best deal with or help my needs, cater to my needs by getting the hell out of the way of the economy and enforcing the law. Thank you very much. I don't need a giant sprawling government. I need a government that does what it executes its core competencies.
If you break it down by parties, obviously.
Break it down.
The party you don't like being in power makes you not like the government even more. Overall, trust in the government fluctuates depending on who is controlling the White House. Democrats' trust fell to 12% during Trump's time in office, while currently Republicans' trust is at 9%. But remember, the overall number is 20. So it's not like the Republicans are really out of line with the rest of the country. I don't think. Since that's like, what, a third of the country. So you got about a third Democrat, third Independent, and third Republican. 9%. I don't know. Is that just the way democracy will turn out? I mean, that's just the best you can do. Democracy is the worst form of government except all the others, as is famously quoted all the time. And it's just the way it's going to be. Only about 20% of us trust the government, because that's just the state of matter. Do you think?
There's a substantial amount of truth to that. I don't think it explains the whole thing, how low those numbers are. But, yeah, there's a chunk of truth to that, sure. I just, you know, having just, you know, gone to D.C. to visit my kid, and every time I go to D.C. proper, I'm reminded again of the just gargantuan size of the government. We didn't go into D.C. this time because I've done the monuments and museums so many times, and we were visiting and exploring her world, which is kind of way out in the suburbs. But it did strike me as she was talking about, we drive through one area and I look at the prices of the houses and stuff like that. The spectacular amount of money that is made running the government. How many people are getting rich being part of the government? And that's grown and grown and grown. That's at its height. So I think your thing is absolutely part of it, but it's not all of it.
Mm. I vote for people who want to get off my back and on my side. That's the people I vote for. Mm. And the people I don't vote for are the people in the ads that are in black and white slow motion footage and have committed some sort of horrible crime. Those candidates, those are the ones I don't vote for.
And the guy whose voiceover is like this, anybody who's got this voiceover is bad.
Jim Jones takes money from special interests, and he's walking in slow motion in black and white.
Looking over his shoulder like Sasquatch.
And then when you're in color, of course, you're happy and you're with your kids and you're a decent person.
Jim Jones supports the right to be happy.
Whatever.
Jim Jones loves America.
But all not right. His opponent, Al Alberts. Look at him walking in slow motion.
In black and white. Look at him. Look at him walking, honey. It's very frightening.
So despicable there's no color.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
But resist, we must.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Alex brought me this. I don't know. I don't follow the NFL really anymore. Teddy Bridgewater is a quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He actually comes from the hood, and he was messaging this out, and it got a fair amount of attention among other players who were giving him lots of thumbs up and that sort of thing. He said, I'm tired of seeing football players portray this tough guy image or pretend to be gangsta. You went to school, you attended those classes, some of you even got your college degree. So don't wait until you inherit this legal money from the league to decide you want to be tough or portray a street image, because it's kids that are looking up to everything we do.
Wow.
He actually is from the hood and is happy not to try to portray himself as like a tough hood guy anymore. And doesn't like that a lot of guys do and feel like that's a way to be cool or make money or whatever. At the end of the day, Bridgewater, who graduated from Louisville in 2013, said just wants kids to understand that they can play football, go to school, do right, and still get love from the people back home. You don't have to pretend to be a street guy to be respected and liked. Look at me. I'm far from perfect, but I chose the ball route, but I can still go to school. And it's all love. Many people accept me for making all the right decisions and not falling victim or being tricked by the false image you see from a lot of ball players. I wish there'd be more of that.
Wow, that's a man of courage right there who decided to speak out.
I was thinking about that the other day when I was on some YouTube vortex, probably while I was sick of, you know, nostalgic sports stuff. But it had pictures of players from the past, their photo, like your baseball card picture or whatever. They don't really have that in the NFL or the NBA, but you get your picture taken so they can put your picture up there and say, well, he's only had 32 points in the first half. And it was a smiling Michael Jordan and a smiling, you know, and that ended not that many years ago where most players don't smile anymore. You got to do the straight face, look like you're hard and tough as opposed to smiling. That shouldn't even be allowed. If I was running the league, I'd say, no, you got to smile. You got to smile. You want to play in this league? Smile, act like we're having fun and be happy, not like you want to fight somebody.
Wow, enforced emotions.
Enforced pleasantness.
Mandatory emotions.
Well, when did that be okay? I think Allen Iverson may have actually started it in the NBA. Not that it matters, but just that, you know, no smiling, just got to look really hard and tough and angry. I'm going to punch somebody is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I guess I have a little more sympathy if that's
enforced
the way...
happiness. That's what I'm going for.
Well, not even happiness, just fake cheerfulness.
As a guy who rarely smiles.
I just, if you came up in a world where you just, that was the way you are and it feels weird and jivey to you, I got more sympathy than you seem to. I don't know.
No.
I see your point.
I don't have no sympathy whatsoever. I don't care if you don't smile and you come from the hood. Smile now. You're in this league aimed at children who are there with their moms and dads. We're going to smile and be happy here. That's what we do. Like yeah, working well, at Disney.
You're absolutely entitled to that opinion. Don't root for teams that frown too much. That's your right as an American.
I don't think as a lead into this story, I don't think I could have a girlfriend who had hairy armpits. Does that make me a bad person? Even if she was otherwise like fantastic, you know, seems like a great life mate, beautiful in every other way. I just don't know if I could do it.
So you know, grotesque.
That's a weird mental thing.
It's funny. I'm not sure there could be a less important topic, but I don't like the look. I don't. A hairy woman is odd. Is not as appealing to me, and I don't want to be hurtful to anybody. Some gal with, you know, hairy arms or whatever. I just,
no, that doesn't bother me. That would never bother me at all.
I mean, like, as hairy as my arms? That wouldn't bother you at all?
I wouldn't rather that, but that wouldn't be a deal breaker. I think the not shaving the armpits is a deal breaker, though.
I got arms like an ape, by the way. This is radio. You can't see them, but I'm a very hairy arm. Yeah, it's funny because I prefer not the hairy armpits.
You'd prefer not, but not a deal breaker. If Judy says, you know, I've been holding back all these years because I thought you really didn't like that, but finally, I can let my freak flag fly. And let them go.
First, the reason we're talking about this, Wall Street Journal, armpit hair is back, whether you like it or not. In answer to your question, I would definitely prefer not, but I feel guilty about it.
Yeah, I feel guilty about it, too, like I'm saying something bad.
Yeah, because I don't want to force women into some sort of Victorian box or anything like that.
Is it misogynistic? Is it homophobic? I don't even know what it is that repels me.
I don't think it's not homophobic.
I don't think so.
No. Anyway, so the Wall Street Journal mentions that Vogue's August cover featuring Emma Corrin of The Crown is the first to feature a non-binary person. And likely its first show armpit hair. First of all, Emma, with all due respect, and I wish you nothing but health and happiness for your entire life. You're a girl. Okay. You're super cutie. Your bone structure is that of a woman. You appear to have breasts. And again, you love who you want. You live how you want. But if you have ovaries, you're a biological woman. But anyway, again, live the way you want. But she has armpit hair on the cover of Vogue, wearing a very, very cute outfit. Although they did somewhat blur it on the cover.
Blur.
So the folks, it's, you're pretty sure. Wait a minute, is that a shadow? No, she's got hairy armpits. Yeah. You have to really squint and kind of look at it. So they're willing to show it, but like, yeah, let's not gross anybody out. I mean, that had to be Vogue's thinking, right?
Right.
But
and is it actually making a comeback or is this just, you know, clickbait?
Well, the actor who uses they-them pronouns joins a growing number of female and non-binary people who flaunt armpit hair, a Hollywood sampling. Because I always look to Hollywood for my role models. Miley Cyrus, Janelle Monáe, Jemima Kirk, and Lourdes Leon, daughter of early adopter Madonna. 2019 Harper's Bazaar, in a 2019 Harper's Bazaar article, model Emily Ratajkowski, who's hotter than a $2 pistol, said, quote, "Sometimes letting my body hair grow out is what makes me feel sexy."
All right.
And appeared in lingerie with visible armpit hair.
Don't think I could go there.
Then they quote a gal who grew up in rural conservative North Carolina, but is now in New York, letting her freak flags fly. In modern history, women have always had smooth armpits in the public eye, so it's hard to undo that, she said. She's a hair historian in London.
I suppose I can make the intellectual argument that you are doing something with no point, only to conform to something that, although I don't think most women are going along with it just because men want them to.
I will point out, as this article does, this Rachel Gibson, hair historian in London, did she grow up thinking, I'd like to be a hair historian? How does that happen?
With particular emphasis on hair under the arms and the nether regions.
Oh, the bikini zone. Anyway, she said people of both, of all genders. Oh, for God's sake.
Trying to stay out of trouble.
People of both sexes have been removing body hair since prehistoric times with devices as crude as tweezers made of shells in Roman days.
That's interesting. I wonder why.
Revealing flapper dresses ushered in razors and depilatory creams marketed toward women, such as 1915's Gillette Milady.
Was it originally just a let's make it even more clear than it already is, here's the dude, here's the chick? Is that originally what was driving it?
I wonder. This historian observed that body hair's unsavory reputation can be seen throughout the history of art. where it has been effaced from paintings and statues of nudes for centuries.
Yeah.
Then they have a bunch of quotes from ladies why they like it or don't or whatever.
I would be highly surprised if it actually becomes a thing, mainstream thing.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.